You're tuned in to Saints Sports Weekly right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Good evening, everybody. My name is Ian Wentz, filling in for Jeff Bowman and John Kane today. And it's a special day on Inside the Cave Saints Sports Weekly because it's the final one of the academic year. Yes, May and June mean students are out. Colleges get a break. Siena Heights is no exception. And it's going to be a fun show today. We're talking football in May. And we'll get to a couple of football players for the Saints later on in the hour. But for the first portion of this program, I'm joined on the phone by their head coach, Matt Cohn. Hey, coach, how's it going?
Doing well. Hanging in there.
Yeah. You're still on that high from the spring game, right? You're still riding that wave?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we transitioned quickly. I'm certainly glad the weather's getting nice. It was a little chilly that night, wasn't it, Ian?
Yeah, a little chilly, and then at least you held off the rain until the very end. You're shaking hands, yeah, and then it started raining. It was magic.
I know. It was a mad dash to the parking lot, you know.
Yeah.
Exit in the facility that night, that's for sure.
So we'd like to remind our listeners, as always, Saints Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. So, Coach, we're trying to keep the football feeling alive. It's not that hard, too. We live in America. It's kind of built in. But, I mean, it's been almost a month now since the spring game. What has your team been doing in the meantime? Do they get some time off, or they're looking forward to summer?
Yeah, we have the majority of our roster, parts ways in the summer. A lot of our guys, our upperclassmen, are involved in internships, which spread them out all over the Midwest, you know, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, some in Illinois. We actually have two guys in California doing a couple internships, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't really have anything mandatory for our guys in the summer. We do have probably around 25, 30 guys that are living in Adrian, have some summer jobs, and we see on a regular basis, consistent basis. When we're on campus, we see them in there in the weight room working out or on the field doing things. So that's great. And I know that all of our rosters keep in contact with one another. You know, if there's one thing that the pandemic taught everyone is how to stay in contact when you can't be around, you know, one another. So that's been great to stay in contact with everyone, whether it be virtually or group chats or things of that nature.
Now, I know the NCAA can be very much a stickler about, you know, off-season stuff, and they're sticklers about weird things. Let's be honest about it. What's the NAIA's sort of viewpoint on, you know, the off season? Can you guys, what's the extent of organized football in May or June until you get to the summer camps?
So we operate on a 24-week yearly schedule. So you're allowed 24 weeks of, you know, unlimited contact with your student athletes. And within that week, there is an hourly, you know, stipulation as well. But in the summertime, you know, we're not doing a lot of things with our roster. We're mainly out recruiting, looking to add to that roster, and also looking forward to the next class, trying to work ahead a little bit in that regard. And there's that 24-week period is also defined as well. Things like weight room or strength and conditioning, things of that nature wouldn't be involved in that 24-week period. That's strictly the football part, you know, when you're in pads and there's a ball present and you're being coached up in the game of football. So it works out pretty well in how we space things out from the fall to our spring football, which is why we're able to have those 15 padded practices with the spring game in the late April usually.
Talking with Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn. On the website, coach, it says you're in your sixth year. Is that updated? Or are we on year seven?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
This would be the sixth year, yeah.
I mean, so you've had, let's be honest, I mean, back-to-back, we'll call them different seasons, you know. So, you know, normally in the college world, it takes you a couple years to kind of get the team to look the way you want it to look, you know, as a new coach and a new program. And by year 4 and 5, you're hoping, man, we're going to hit our stride, and you get hit with COVID. So kind of where has that progression gone from, let's say, year 1 and 2 to maybe the last couple years?
No, sir, that's a great question, you know, because it is a process, and getting staff in place, getting different philosophies in place. I was very lucky and very fortunate to take over for a great coach in Jim Lyle, who I had an opportunity to learn a lot from. But it was the nature in which it went down. It was late June, early July, and he had to step down. So I got to serve as the interim coach that first year. So that was obviously a very unique experience. And then moving on from that, Coach Smith, who is usually on the show with us tonight, would have had an opportunity to thank him once again for hiring me after that interim year and making me the full-time head coach. Forever be grateful for that opportunity that he gave me and the trust that he gave me to follow a great coach in Coach Lyle. And then from there was, you know, like you said, 3 years as the head coach. And then we got hit with this COVID in year 4, which was very, very unique. But we battled through it, got to play 4 games in a winter/spring, a Michigan spring, we'll call it. And, from there, just most recently into our 21 fall. So there's been, you know, some changes within the program over that time, but a lot of the things have stayed the same, you know. A lot of the things go back to when we started the program, and a lot of things that Coach Lyle taught us all really hasn't changed much in that regard.
Talking with Siena Heights Saints head football coach Matt Cohn here on Saints Sports Weekly, the final one of this academic year. And we're going to take a quick break, and I think afterwards, I want to talk about some players, Coach, in particular. And I have a question about one position on offense, and I think you're going to know what it is before we go to break. I'm going to ask, what the heck is this position? And you're going to fill us in, and I'm going to describe it for the listeners. So we're going to take a quick timeout. You are tuned in to Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. The final one for the 2021-2022 academic and sports season. I'm Ian Wendt. I'm in for John Kane and in for Jeff Bowman. No Fred Smith today. I'm all alone in the cave, but on the phone line, I'm joined by Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn. As we continue our discussion, I teased our listeners before we went to break. I said I'm going to ask you about a certain position, and as soon as we went off there, you said, great, we're going to talk quarterback again. No, it's about like what this position is. Now, if you look on the Siena Heights roster, there's a position called HB, and it's, an H-back or halfback, whatever you want to call it. I was calling the spring game, and I'm kind of confused. I look like, okay, is it just a tight end? Is it a fullback? So, Coach, teach me, what's an HB?
it's essentially a tight end with his hand coming off of the dirt and coming into the backfield kind of in a slotted position off the tackle. He can run just a number of different schemes from that alignment as opposed with his hand in the dirt, but he can also stick his hand back on the dirt as well. So it's just another name for a tight end position. And that position could also go back and do some things that maybe a traditional fullback would do. So you can get some different personnel groupings and try to create a mismatch.
So to get to that position in particular, we're going to talk about a couple names here. Sam Cousineau, a sophomore from Mabee, went to St. Mary Catholic Central. He ran a lot of reps with the first team, and he seemed like a guy that, your quarterbacks liked getting the ball to. Is that Not to give away your plans for the season, but is that kind of a role you want to use, that position?
Absolutely. And Sammy really had a heck of an off season in our strength and conditioning program, gained a lot of muscle mass and had a terrific spring, really just learning the playbook. And he's really been in a tough position. You know, he comes into a fall in which he doesn't get to play, it's COVID, and then we're immediately trying to play in the spring. So that was really a wash for him that first year in terms of trying to learn the playbook, you know, things of that nature, acclimate to college football. And then he comes back the following year and is thrown in there and really did a nice job. We originally recruited him at linebacker, but he was sitting behind a pretty good football player we have in Cole Merlin, who we've talked about several times.
Yes.
On the show. And so, you know, it's like, hey, we got to get Sammy's a very talented player. Where can we get him on the field? Because right now he's behind Cole at Mike. And, you know, Cole's not coming off the field.
No.
So we transitioned Sam over to H-back and really looking forward to him in the fall of 22 with an actual real spring ball under his belt, having an opportunity to just do football for 2 months in the spring and really learn it and do it every single day and do it and then watch film on yourself and correct yourself and do it again and kind of going through that whole process. His game really went to a next level in the spring. So I know he's really excited about the fall, as are the rest of us coaches.
Sticking with the offensive side, we're not going to talk quarterback yet. The guy who gets the handoff most of the time, the running back, if people went out to your spring game at SHU, they saw a little bit of the Sand Creek product, Onstead native Will Alexander, but they saw a lot of Caleb Jefferson, sort of that senior leader in that group. They saw a lot of Ethan Lopresto as well. What did you like out of your running back room, and how are they looking going into the summer?
Well, we're really fortunate in that we retain virtually our entire backfield from our past 2 or 3 years. Our biggest thing at that position is just staying healthy. We've had some injuries in the past that, quite honestly, the injuries have solidified the depth chart at that position in the past, because we really believe in three or four backs on our team that they can do it all, from carrying the ball, catching it out of the backfield, know the pass protections inside and out, know the different adjustments we're going to make to pass protection with the different fronts that we may see. They're just all very good football players, students of the game. You know, Caleb, you mentioned, he's been around for a while, carried the ball a lot for us as a sophomore, so he'll be going into his senior year. Really excited about him, obviously. He's had a great offseason. And two guys that are going to be juniors, you mentioned one, Ethan Lopresto from Reading. He may be one of the fastest kids at Siena Heights, and that's saying a lot if you know anything about our track and field program.
Mm-hmm.
He is just lightning quick, can take it the distance anytime he touches the ball. He's had a terrific spring, as well as another back we've had for us, Andre Chenault. He's out of Chippewa Valley, won a state championship there in Macomb County. He's really been nagged with injuries in the past. To give you an example of when Dre's healthy, what he can do, we were playing on the road in 2019, the last time we really had a full season before this past fall. And we had Caleb go down. We had Ethan go down. At that time, we also had Jared Jordan, who went down. And Dre was our number four back, and we stuck him in there in the second half, gave him the ball 16, 17 times and in the rain in the second half. And he ran for 170 yards as a freshman. So we knew that the kid is extremely talented. It was just staying healthy. And he's been healthy. He's done a great job managing his body, managing his weight in the offseason, which has allowed him to stay healthy. And he's just done a great job. So those three guys we have, you know, really full confidence in and in everything. You mentioned William Alexander. This was just his freshman year. So coming out of spring ball, he had a better grasp on everything. You saw he got a lot of reps in the spring game and did some really nice things for us throughout spring. And I'll tell you another thing that Will is definitely going to be able to contribute in is our kicking game. You know, he can run, he can tackle, you know, he can do all those things. You know, when I was recruiting him, I went and watched him play a ton at Sand Creek. And you'll remember this, Ian, the Erie Mason team that just chucked it all over the place.
Yes.
Threw the ball 50, 60 times a game.
Yep.
Will's playing safety that game and defending a lot of empty formations, a lot of that stuff, and never came off the field and did very, very well handling all those vertical balls. So we just think he's a great athlete, you know, great local player to really keep an eye on the next couple of years at Siena Heights.
Talking with Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn on Saints Sports Weekly, I'm Ian Wentz. And ever since you were in studio and we were talking about quarterbacks, and I could not remember Tyler Neck's name to save my life. And we got out of that show. I'm like, what a moron. He's been there for like 4 years, 5 years, and I forgot the kid's name. I felt so bad. But we're on to life post Mr. Necht, and we talked about the quarterback position a couple times, and COVID and injuries really impacted that position for you the last season and a half. So what are we looking at here? I mean, these quarterbacks are young, and they all seem to get a lot of playing time in the spring.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the great thing about spring ball is there really is no depth chart. Everyone is getting the same amount of reps. The only depth that there is we're trying to pair, you know, offense and defense competitively amongst one another to get a proper evaluation. So it's extremely competitive. You saw we rotated five quarterbacks in and out of the spring football game. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's great from a standpoint that as a student athlete, the point really gets driven home that there's just an expectation for the position. You know, there's an expectation to play quarterback, running back, right guard, whatever the position may be. This is what we need to do in terms of execution and things of that nature. And it's great to teach that stuff. And I think this spring is going to be really fortunate for our roster, as not just our quarterbacks have been able to grow, but our entire team has been really able to grow.
So we're looking at, based on playing time last year, you got Ryan Miner and Hayden Lehman. I know Justin McCown, played a little bit. I think that was due to injury, right, when Justin came in?
Yeah, Justin came in. That was our COVID season. He okay. started our first game of our COVID season, and that was a very very unique situation to say the least. But they all got, I believe, four drives apiece in the spring game. That was really how we managed the spring game, because that was the one position that we wanted to make sure everyone got the same amount of reps.
Right, absolutely. And I want to flip the side of the ball here. The defense, when you go to the spring game, they gave up first play touchdown and then a 70-yard pass. And then the next drive, I believe it was a longer drive, but gave up a score. And after that, it was lights out. And when you talk Siena defense for the last number of years, it's Cole Merlin. How's he been adapting to sort of the new coaching staff and maybe the new philosophy and just being the captain of that defense?
Cole's just a very special player and a very special person. I mean, just a phenomenal kid, just great to be around, you know, and I would disagree that there's been any change philosophically or anything within our defense because Cole's still there. Cole has ran that defense, and okay. He's when he speaks, everybody listens, and he's still there. Thank goodness for the Saints, and thank goodness for our defense. But he just does a terrific job.
Well, and then I meant, you know, the coaching, at least in person, name is different than in years past. That's what I was going with. But I mean, I mean, they performed exactly as they have. I mean, in terms of output and, you know, no offense, coach, but they looked a lot better than the offense at some points. you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's been very competitive all spring, you know? How we set up spring was on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, we'd be in shells, shoulder pads, helmets, doing a lot of install, doing some 7-on-7, some 11-on-11 drills, but a lot of install, a lot of teaching technique. And then on Saturday mornings, we typically would have a full officiating crew come in, and we'd get a lot of live scrimmage situations in. And there were some Saturdays where the defense dominated. There were some Saturdays where the offense dominated. So it was, you know, from a coaching standpoint, it was very nice to see that, seeing everyone have success throughout spring, keeps everyone optimistic for the future.
I know your opponents are pretty much set in stone, but has the schedule been put out for your team yet? I'm not seeing it prominently on the website. Is that on yet?
Yeah, we must just be a little late posting it, but it's out. It's the one that's probably posted is the exact same schedule. We're just flipping our home and aways.
Okay. So we got Olivet Nazarene on September 3rd, and then St. Xavier, and then St. Francis for September. Does
that
sound right? Okay. Well, then it is it's posted a little bit further down. It's not in the traditional sense. So, all right. You got the normal mainstays in the mid-states football. I know your crossovers always seem to be tough in terms of the draw that you get there at Siena, but, man, I'm looking forward to that September 3rd. Absolutely.
Yeah. So are we, you know. Getting an opportunity to open at home is always great. It's a great way to start the school year, you know, a home football game.
That's right. And I know, Coach, you got to run. I appreciate your time. I wish you were in the cave, but we'll get that squared away and get you in here. As the football season officially draws closer. How about that?
Sounds perfect, Ian. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right, appreciate you coming on again. That was Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn joining me on Saints Sports Weekly. We'll be talking to a couple players for the Saints football program as they are finishing up spring, heading into summer, and before you know it, football season will be upon us. We'll take a quick timeout. Saints Sports Weekly being brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues, Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. My name is Ian Wentz, and I'm filling in for Jeff Bowman and John Kane here this evening as we are finishing up our 2021-22 season of Saints Sports Weekly, the final one for a few months, and then we'll kick things back up. And we've been talking football here this evening, and I'm joined on the phone lines by one of the men in the trenches, Jeff Edwards. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. So you play guard for Siena, and I've been told it's your senior year coming up this fall, and you've played guard and center.
Correct.
So, did you have a chance to play both positions in the spring game, or how did that go?
So about 2 years ago, I switched over from defense to offense, started at center that next year, and then I did move to guard. And then in the spring game, I did play both guard and center, yeah.
So, your hometown is from Toledo. Went to St.
Yes,
Francis
sir.
De La Salle. What brought you up to Siena?
I wanted to stay close to home. It's only 4 minutes away from Toledo. I took a visit here, and it felt like high school, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to feel comfortable where I was going to be at for the next 4 to 5 years, and I made the right decision.
And you've almost been at Siena as long as Coach Cohn has been at Siena, him going into his sixth year. What's it like been working with Coach?
It's a great time because Coach Cone gives the energy that you really can't recreate or imitate. It's a energy only he can manage, and it's a great day every day going out on the field with him.
Yeah, and I can certainly tell in our interviews with him. I don't talk to him in game, but I can just feel the energy even coming through a phone line from Coach Cone. You know, I can't imagine what it's like on the sideline or on the field too. Jeff, so when we look at, you know, the last year or so, when we talked offensive line, it's sort of been, well, they're kind of a young group, and now the group doesn't seem as young because they have experience. What's that been like, you know, being one of the senior members?
It's been great. We've been, personally with me and a couple other seniors, we've been trying to recreate that level of IQ on the football field with also experience that we had my freshman sophomore year. So now that we finally got a spring ball under our belt as an entire team, I see some really, really big things coming this fall.
Absolutely. I think we all do too. The expectation always high at Siena. And going back to your time on the field, I know there are rivalries built in, but I'm sure, like, when you're right next to the ball, there are certain teams that kind of can get under your skin a little bit more. Is there a school like that for you that just, like, man, I got a poster of that school on my wall and I throw darts at it every day? Is there a school like that for you?
I try to give every single team the same motivation and preparation. But if I had to pick one school that kind of gets under my skin a little more, I would definitely say Concordia. And I think my team would say the exact same answer.
Yeah, oh, I think so too. And just the battles you guys have had the past number of years where it might come down to the last play or the last drive, I can see that completely. It's a rivalry. You're within, what, a 35, 40-minute drive from each other, so I think that's kind of built in.
Right, correct.
So you're a vet on the offensive line, and I have a coworker here on the Cave who you're probably familiar with, Andrew Morton.
Oh, yeah, Morty? Coach Morton.
Yeah, Coach Morton. All right, so I got to ask, what's it like being coached by a toothpick? Morty is like, he's the opposite of what you would think an offensive line type coach is. What's it been like with Morty?
It's been great. You know, it's like, it seems like I'm just out there with another one of my guys. But at the end of the day, we all gotta listen to him and shut up when he says shut up, because he is a coach, and he's definitely helped improve our line this past spring ball and fall, actually. So yeah, he's a great addition to the O-line family.
Well, that's good to hear. I always give him a hard time, so I'll do it. You can be politically correct on the air. That's okay. I give Morty a hard time because if you put me and him in a room, you're thinking, oh, Ian's the O-line coach. No, it's Morty. So I had to ask Jeff about Coach Morty. But will this be your final season at Siena, or do you get another year after this?
I do have one more season after this, and I'm not ready to call it yet. So I think I'm gonna be coming back for that next year, that last year.
All right. Well, that's good news. And it says you're 54 on the website. Are you still 54, young man?
Yes, sir. 5-4 always.
All right. Well, all the Saints fans will look for you. Jeff Edwards, number 54 in your program, number one in your heart, the Toledo native, blocking for your Saints. Jeff, I appreciate your time coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. Fantastic. And we will continue our discussion with an athlete from the Siena Heights Saints football team. We're switching over to defense. We're going to talk to Drew McGoey right after this.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly, the final one for this academic year. I'm Ian Wendt on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We've had a conversation about Siena Heights football. We've had their coach, Matt Cohn. We've had someone on the offensive side, the offensive lineman, Jeff Edwards, a senior. Now I'm joined on the phone line by a grad student, a three-year starter at outside linebacker. He'll play some safety as well, and all special teams. Welcome in to the program, Drew McCoy. Drew, how's it going?
Going great. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. So in your fifth season out of Okemos, what brought you to Siena?
Really football good. I actually had never heard of Adrian, Michigan before talking with my area coordinator. Mm-hmm. And once I got to the school, I fell in love. It was the small school atmosphere, the family atmosphere on the team, and it's really brought me in and kept me here.
Yeah, kind of the same story with me. I'm an Adrian College grad, so across town. But yeah, I'd never heard of Adrian. I you know, when you hear that there are two institutions of higher ed, you're like, really? In this town? But man, I fell in love with it too, and it sounds like you did as well. What's it been like? This will be your fifth year. Coach Cohn has been here for now six. What's it been like sort of growing up with Coach in this program?
It's been great. It's been really fun to see the culture shift of being, you know, a young program and just wanting to compete, and then being an experienced group of guys and really wanting to take that next step into being more than competitive and really winning and really expecting those kinds of things.
So when you get onto this, the defensive side of the ball, and you guys have really set a precedent, and I have, you know, ranted and raved about this Siena Heights defense, do you take a little extra pride? Do you walk with a little bit more swagger knowing that we've put in the work and we've produced?
Yeah, you know, it's always great to see execution, you know, and all those long hours we put in as a team in the film room and in the weight room and out there on the field that are being shown. And
so we got, you know, just a program that's there. You know, you've enjoyed some rankings in the NAIA rankings. You've been, you know, in competition with some of the best in the sport. What's it been like? You know, you said you've never heard of Adrian until you got to Siena. What's that atmosphere sort of been like playing in the NAIA, playing for the Mid-States Football League, which has, you know, some of the best in the country?
It's uber competitive. You know, it's an experience seeing all these really great athletes and all these really great football players as a whole that a lot of people have never heard of. And it's sad sometimes that we get to see some real NFL talent. You know, we've had NFL talent come through our school, many others like Trent Morrow and Darius Price and soon to be Cole Merlin. And so it's refreshing to see at this lower level.
Yeah, when you talk about Price, I don't know if I'm getting my years mixed up. Were you on the team when he was here?
He was a year removed my freshman year.
Okay. Did that sort of have an impact too? Like where they say, all right, here's the Siena campus. Here's what we can offer you. Also, this guy tried out for Tampa, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Did that sort of sway you a little bit?
A little, yeah. I mean, it was just really cool to see that they could give us that opportunity. And that, you know, no matter where you're playing at, if you're good enough, the league will find you, or a league will find you. You know, and he is actually on my visit as a freshman, and just talking with him was influential too with my decision.
Talking with Drew McGoy here, a outside linebacker, boundary safety, and a special teamer for Siena Heights University football. So, you know, Coach gives me this description of your position. Would you call yourself a hybrid, it sounds like. You can go down in the box and hit a guy or cover a tight end or a wide out.
Yeah, you know, I just try and do what's asked of me whenever and whatever that is, you know, whatever my team needs, and try and get her done. I've been really fortunate to work with great coaches like Coach Hodge and Chuck and Coach Blade and now Coach Shaw that really push me to do more within our defense.
And you brought up Cole Merlin before, and he's really the anchor in the middle for your defense. What's it been like being along with the ride with Cole? Does him doing what he does make your job, you know, I don't want to say easier because your job is not easy, but what's it like being in the room with him, if you will, in that defensive back room?
You know, me and Cole grew up at Siena together, so we came in the same recruiting class. So just seeing him turning into the animal that he is has been a privilege and a blessing. And one, he's a better person than he is a football player, and that's a tall order, if you ask me. But he makes everyone's job easy. Does anyone really want to run the ball at Cole Merlin? No, I mean, so him making plays makes plays for everybody else and gets everyone else an opportunity to get in on the action.
Yeah, and I'm sure he expects the same from everyone else on that side of the ball, right? I mean, is that true?
Cole is one of the most competitive people I've ever met in my life. So like, he hates losing at checkers. So he asked all of us to meet him at his level, which is what leaders are supposed to do.
Talking with Drew McCoy, he wears number 2, right? That's what the website says, you're number 2?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, I mean, when the Saints fans show up and they say, hey, that's Drew, he talked on the Cave early in May, looking for number 2. So you're a graduate student. What are you studying at Siena?
I was a exercise science major in my undergrad, and I'm going to get my MBA in this next calendar year.
Okay, so what kind of opportunities sort of does that open up for you?
So being a former exercise science major, the main thing that a lot of people talk to me about and I hear about is opening up my own kind of gym or practice and things of that nature. Personally, I wanted to get into coaching college football after I'm done playing. So I think that me being more well-rounded with these classes that I'm going to be taking and just seeing more of an academic field will be, one, interesting, and two, just eye-opening, I think.
So that's great to go into the coaching field. Are you thinking sort of the sky's the limit, or are you, you know, very passionate about college football or maybe high school football? Have you even thought that far down the line yet?
You know, I haven't thought too far because, you know, I try to take it a day at a time. But college football to me has always been the best kind of football. There's no kind of atmosphere like that. The pride that's taken within the school with their football team and the town and their football team is unmatched in my opinion.
Great answer. Couldn't have said it better myself. Talking with Drew McCoy, a outside linebacker, boundary safety, sort of an all-around player. I think a very important note that Coach Cohn put in about sort of who you are as a football player. He said all special teams. Are you literally on every special team?
I think the only one I haven't been on is field goal. And, you know, I wouldn't mind it.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'll see what Coach has for you. So what is that just something you have a passion for, or Coach says, hey, you're good at it, you're going to be on the field as often as you can?
You know, a philosophy of our coaches is we like to keep our best 11 on the field as much as we can, and I've been fortunate enough to be a part of that group. And another thing is just being high-motor guys. I mean, our special teams units are taken very seriously, and they like to put guys who are they play with their hair on fire is a nice way to say it.
Yeah, a radio-friendly way to say it, right, Drew?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So what are your expectations? I don't want you to predict your record, but what are your expectations for this year? It's really been the first in a couple where it's like, all right, we're back to life as we know it. We're preparing as we normally would. What's your expectation for the team this year?
You know, as a team, we always talk about getting 1% better. And we talk about taking her a day at a time and just perfecting what we can perfect and getting better where we can get better. So as long as we're on the rise and doing that, I think we're going to be just fine.
Well, it sounds like you and in talking to Jeff and talking to Coach have the right mindset. I'm excited for Siena Heights football. The Cave is the home of Siena Heights football. And Drew, I appreciate your time. A pleasure to talk to you. Good luck this summer and as we move into the fall.
Appreciate it, sir. You have a good one.
All right, you too. And again, that was Andrew for Siena Heights University football, a 3-year starter out at linebacker, and he played safety as well. And on those special teams, very important, sometimes underrated. All right, that's going to do it for Saints Sports Weekly here today. And for this season, yes, a sabbatical, if you will, for Saints Sports Weekly. Stay tuned in for your next Saints Sports Weekly as we work out the final details of when the program will kick back up. I assume sometime in August, but again, stay tuned. We appreciate the support of Siena Heights University, all of their athletic programs, their marketing department, as well, head athletic director, that's Sue Silgerbeck, all the work that Coach Fred Smith does. I'm sure he would love to be here, but he's with the track team down in Alabama, special honor for their coach down there. So safe travels to all the Saints out there in athletics. It's been fun. Happy to fill in for Jeff and John as they've taken you through the season of Siena Heights athletics. And again, a thank you to Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage for your support of Saints Sports Weekly. For one final time this season, this has been Saints Sports Weekly. I'm Ian Wendt. CBS programming coming your way next.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash. Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.